Well, I think, and I just finished speaking to Mayor Breen about this, you know, these are 77 legacies, and this is an awesome opportunity to put some new life into these facilities. You think about the Aqua Arena, you know, it was built for the Summer Games in 77, now it's going to be rejuvenated for the Games in 2025, so this is a great way to leverage infrastructure money, recreational money, to get it back in these existing facilities. And not only that, we're going to get to use facilities in the region as well. I think Mayor Breen referenced it, the other municipalities in the region, whether it's Mount Pearl, CBS, Paradise, and others, that will actually benefit from these infrastructure investments. That'll be around, like we see, 77, we're talking about them today. So these will be legacy projects. Yeah, I think, yeah, most of the infrastructure, if you look at the region we have here now in the province, most of the infrastructure already exists. And this is a great opportunity to rejuvenate some of that infrastructure. And, you know, as we move forward, we'll make sure we have the proper infrastructure to host the games.
Well, what new specifically would we need to?
I think from current knowledge, what we've done is we have what we need. You know, there is work that needs to be done, and we'll put that money into a lot of the existing facilities. Some of the facility, if there's a facility that doesn't exist in St. John's, you know, it may exist in Mount Pearl, or it may exist in CBS or Paradise or other communities in the area.
Now that it's official, what sort of timelines are we looking at to get the ball rolling?
Well, these will be conversations with the city. Obviously, they are prioritized, and throughout the process, there's been prioritization of what the projects would be. Obviously, one that quickly comes to mind is the Aqua Arena. That building, as anybody who drives down the parkway will see, needs an injection. And we're going to work with the city and Memorial University to get that upgraded.
Mayor Breen, you mentioned some of the big financial impact that the city is expecting to see from hosting the games. Especially within the context of the last year in the pandemic, how big is that for the city?
It's huge. I mean, the Canada Games has a huge financial impact. It's estimated, based on past summer games, to be in the range of $100 million. And that's a lot of money coming into the economy. You have about 20,000 people are expected to come into the region during that time. It's a big economic boost for the city and for the province.
And now with this too, there's going to be a lot of infrastructure upgrades. From the city's perspective, what are the big priorities for infrastructure now moving forward?
Well, right now the host committee will be working with the Canada Games Council in terms of detailing more of the plans in that regard. So they'll be making those announcements coming forward. We're fortunate to be in good shape facility-wise here in the city. A lot of the facilities, some of the facilities that we used for the 77 games have been invested in and approved upon. King George V and St. Pat's Ballpark are two good examples of that, that we've upgraded in recent years. So we're not left with a huge capital deficit going into the games. Well, you know, we have to make this work, and we're concentrating here on the athlete experience. There's going to be upgraded infrastructure. There's capital money being put in. The hasn't been decided yet what those are in definite terms. But I think when people see the games that we'll put off and the facilities and how this is managed, they're going to be very pleased with the end product. Well, you know, the $100 million impact is huge for everybody, from taxi drivers to restaurants, to retail, to hotels. And, you know, if you look back at the Briar, which is kind of the focal point that people look back on, the Briar had a $10 million economic impact. This is $100 million. It's 10 times that. So you really got 10 Briars in 2 weeks. And and on top of that, and what we're not including there, is the pre-games tournament. So as we move towards the games, there'll be different national tournaments and regional tournaments held here and held across the province. So this is a great day for the city and the province, and you know, great for the boost to the tourism industry and the hospitality sector.
Every time this has come up, especially over the course of the last year with us facing such dire economic times, I know that I've heard from some people who have argued that maybe the city should have held off. We're talking about the big economic benefits that could come from this. What do you say to those people now that the games are officially approved?
City of St. John's is making a $2.8 million operating investment in this, and then we're making, I think it's a $3.4 million capital investment with the rest of our partners making up the balance, and with revenue generated from it covering the other costs. exchange that for $100 million economic benefit into the city and the province. I think that's something that we need, and this is a great project. It's a great event. It's something that we do well. We have a good track record in hosting national and international events and festivals. So this is something that the timing, I believe, is perfect for us to be doing.